Greetings, readers. Welcome to the July edition of Library News. Summer is officially here. Our youth summer reading program is off to a great start, and June was a busy month full of activities learning all about gardening, recycling, and more. Learn more about the summer reading program at iowalibrary.blog. Another exciting library program began last month as well. STEM with the Library for the Teens in the Summer Leap program kicked off on June 13th. They had a visit from a CSI instructor, Michelle from Upland, who spent time explaining different plants that lift your spirits, and they got to create a nature loom. And NASA also made an appearance in June. We look forward to many more guests this month. The library has a couple new and familiar faces helping out this summer. Chance is back helping Denise, our youth services librarian, with the summer reading program. And Kate is a summer intern helping out in the library with STEM with the Library program, special library events, and other library duties and projects. Welcome, Chance and Kate.
The National Library Service is hosting another great summer reading program this summer. It kicked off in June with a great program with the Library of Congress, Dr. Carla Hayden. On July 25th, there is an author talk with best-selling author Angeline Bouley at 6 p.m. Bouley is the author of Firekeeper's Daughter, DB102762, and BR24040, and Warrior Girl Unearthed, DB114761, and BR25116. These programs are all held via Zoom and registration is required. Go to iowalibrary.blog for the complete schedule and to register for the events. The library had a great time at the Des Moines Farmers Market on Saturday, June 1st. We provided hands-on Braille activities and connected with over 600 people. It was a great morning of conversations, food, and fun. The library would like to say a big congratulations to Nathan D. of Williamsburg. He won first place in the varsity category of the National Braille Challenge Finals last month. Congratulations, Nathan!
Now for Top 10 Fiction Books Downloaded from Bard. A Calamity of Souls, DB120798, by David Baldacci. Set in the tumultuous year of 1968 in Southern Virginia, a racially charged murder case sets a duo of white and black lawyers against a deeply unfair system as they work to defend their wrongfully accused black defendants in this courtroom drama from number one New York Times bestselling author David Baldacci. Jack Lee is a white lawyer from Freeman County, Virginia, who has never done anything to push back against racism until he decides to represent Jerome Washington, a black man charged with brutally killing an elderly and wealthy white couple. Doubting his decision, Lee fears that his legal skills may not be enough to prevail in a case where the odds are already stacked against both him and his client. And he quickly finds himself out of his depth when he realizes that what is at stake is far greater than the outcome of a murder trial. Desiree Dubois is a black lawyer from Chicago who has devoted her life to furthering the cases of justice and equality for everyone. She comes to Freeman County and enters a fractious and unwieldy partnership with Lee in a legal battle against the best prosecutor in the Commonwealth. Yet Dubois is also aware that powerful outside forces are at work to blunt the victories achieved by the civil rights era. Lee and Dubois could not be more dissimilar. On their own, neither one can stop the prosecution's deliberate march towards a guilty verdict and the electric chair. But together, the pair fight for what once seemed impossible, a chance for a fair trial and true justice. The Number One Lawyer, DB120049, by James Patterson. Stafford Lee Penny is a small-town lawyer with a big-time reputation for winning every case he tries. In his sharp suits and polished Oxford shoes, Penny is Biloxi, Mississippi's number one lawyer and top local celebrity. Just as Penny notches his latest courtroom victory, his wife is scandalously killed. He spirals into a legal and personal losing streak, damaging his reputation and ruining his career. That's when Penny makes a bold decision. He stops trading on his power lawyer identity and creates a new one, Lawyer Lifeguard. Moonlighting at the beach, showing up to court in flip-flops, mentoring a law student, the new Penny is first unrecognizable. It's said that a lawyer who represents himself has a fool for a client. But when Penny is accused of murder, the number one lawyer will find a way to triumph. Toxic Prey, DB120267, by John Sanford. When a renowned expert in infectious diseases disappears without a trace, Letty Davenport, with the world on high alert, calls her father, Lucas, to locate him. And when their worst fears are confirmed, they must race against time to stop the virus he created from becoming the perfect weapon.
Murder Inn, from the author of The Summer House, DB120802, by James Patterson. The doors at the Inn of Gloucester are always open to anyone running from trouble or hiding from life. Its owner, former Boston Police Detective Bill Robinson, welcomes them with no questions asked, until two strangers arrive for a temporary stay and a longtime resident starts looking over his shoulders. There's another newcomer in town who puts the inn under surveillance. When the surveillance turns into a series of attacks, Robinson launches an all-out fight to defend his town, his chosen family, and his home. The Women, DB118896, by Kristen Hanna. Women can be heroes. When 20-year-old nursing student Frances Frankie McGrath hears these words, it is a revelation. Raised in the sun-drenched, idyllic world of Southern California and sheltered by her conservative parents, she has always prided herself on doing the right thing. But in 1965, the world is changing, and she suddenly dares to imagine a different future for herself. When her brother ships out to serve in Vietnam, she joins the Army Nurse Corps and follows his path. As green and inexperienced as the men sent to Vietnam to fight, Frankie is overwhelmed by the chaos and destruction of war. Each day is a gamble of life and death, hope and betrayal. Friendships run deep and can be shattered in an instant. In war, she meets and becomes one of the lucky, the brave, the broken, and the lost. But war is just the beginning for Frankie and her veteran friends. The real battle lies in coming home to a changed and divided America, to angry protesters, and to a country that wants to forget Vietnam. The Locked Door, DB119313, by Frieda McFadden. Some doors are locked for a reason. While 11-year-old Nora Davis was up in her bedroom doing homework, she had no idea her father was killing women in the basement, until the day the police arrived at their front door. Decades later, Nora's father is spending his life behind bars, and Nora is a successful surgeon with a quiet, solitary existence. Nobody knows her father was a notorious serial killer, and she intends to keep it that way. Then Nora discovers one of her young female patients has been murdered, in the same unique and horrific manner that her father used to kill his victims. Somebody knows who Nora is. Somebody wants her to take the fall for this unthinkable crime. But she's not a killer like her father. The police can't pin anything on her, as long as they don't look in her basement.
Sandcastle Inn, a Hope Harbor novel, DB120616, by Irene Hannon. Vienna Price never intended to return for more than a passing visit to Oregon and all of the bad memories she left behind. But when your career tanks, home is where you go to nurse your wounds and chart a new course. Only temporarily, of course, because as much as she loves her quirky mom, anything more than a short stay would drive them both crazy. A trip to Oregon isn't in Matt Quinn's plans either, until a perfectly timed appeal for help arrives from his sister. What a better place to decompress after a shattering loss than a quiet seaside town named Hope Harbor. But R&R isn't on the agenda when he arrives to find his sister's new enterprise on life support. Vienna, however, may have just the skills needed to resuscitate the floundering B&B, if Matt can convince her to hang around long enough to mend an inn and his heart. The Teacher, DB119661, by Frieda McFadden. Something isn't right at Kasem High School. Last year, the school was rocked by a scandal. A teacher was accused of having inappropriate relationships with a student. Now, Addie is a pariah and would do anything to get through the year. More than that, she's desperate to keep the truth from coming to light. Evie, a colleague of the disgraced teacher, is horrified to find Addie in her class. She knows the girl can't be trusted and soon realizes she's being watched, which is dangerous considering she's hiding something from her husband. But each has secrets about what happened last year, and someone in this school will do anything to keep them silent. The Pact, a Kate Burkholder story, DB120803, by Linda Castillo. In this gripping new Kate Burkholder short mystery from the New York Times bestselling author Linda Castillo, a terrifying disappearance in Amish country reveals the power of friendship. 3 days before Thanksgiving, two boys disappear without a trace. 11-year-old Aaron Coons is Amish. Kevin Dennison is 12 and English. They're adventurers, explorers, and inseparable best friends. When they don't return home from what was supposed to be a fun afternoon of fishing, Chief of Police Kate Burkholder must find the missing boys before the first winter storm of the season bears down on Painter's Mill. 3-Inch Teeth, DB120199, by C.J. Box. A rogue grizzly bear has gone on a rampage, killing, among others, the potential fiancé of Joe's daughter. At the same time, Dallas Cates, who Joe helped lock up years ago, is released from prison with a special list tattooed on his skin. He wants revenge on the people who sent him away, the 6 people he blames for the death of his entire family and the loss of his reputation and property. Using the grizzly bear attacks as cover, Cates sets out to methodically check off his list. The problem is, both Nate Romanowski and Joe Pickett are on it. Strong language and violence. Bestseller.
On Friday, July 26th, the library will participate in STEAM on the Ridge in the Oak Ridge neighborhood in Des Moines. The event will provide students in grades K through 8 with different STEAM-related activities. STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics. The library will provide a hands-on Braille activity for the students. We are excited to be part of this event. This month's Many Faces of Bard will be Thursday, July 11th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Please contact the library for the link or call-in information, or go to iowalibrary.blog. This is a courtesy announcement on behalf of the National Federation for the Blind of Iowa. NFBI is hosting a Braille camp this summer in Des Moines for blind or low-vision children. The National Federation of the Blind Braille Enrichment for Literacy and Learning Academy, or BEL, Academy empowers blind and low-vision children by developing their literacy skills. This helps them live the lives they want academically, vocationally, and otherwise. Participants will receive Braille and non-visual skills instruction through fun, hands-on learning while connecting with blind role models and other blind students. It will take place August 5th through 9th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Registration is free, but donations are appreciated. For additional information, contact Becky Young at byoung@nfbi.org or visit their website to register at nfb.org/BELL. Don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading.